We Are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, yeah, we sure do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
How are you today, darling?
Doing all right. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. It's lunchtime.
Yeah.
I'm not eating. I'm recording.
No, you record over you eat.
If I faint during the show...
I'll get those smelling salts out.
Something very romantic.
Sure.
I'll try to find a pretty couch to faint on.
And smelling salts are the most romantic.
What is that, cocaine?
Mmm.
Oh, God.
Poppers.
Speaking of poppers, I don't know. You've seen this amusing actor and provocative penner of comedy popping up all over town. He's a staff writer at Above Average, the internet's last hope for comedy.
He plays Justin on CISO TV's new series, ThinkStarter.
And he plays Peter in the upcoming comedic film, Dirty 30.
You know he's performing all over that UCB theater stage. We welcome Mr. Dan Chamberlain.
Hey. And he smells like jalapeno poppers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep the popper thing going.
Appetizer staple.
Pop for pop. Yeah.
I haven't had one of those in a long time.
They're great.
Tough to justify. Tough to touch.
Yeah.
It's these little diarrhea blossoms. That's why.
Yeah, they are.
Just.
I like
go
it,
in
though.
And right out the other end.
Queso fried browns and spiciest peppers.
Queso fried browns.
I love that though. Crispy, creamy, spicy, crunchy.
You gotta eat your greens. A lot of fried browns. You love browns and whites.
Yeah.
A lot of.
Yep. You got to get your greens somehow.
We had fried olives last night.
Yeah, I don't really like olives, but this fried olive was stuffed with a sausage.
And then fried.
You could put
almost anything. Maybe a layer of fiberglass over that, and I'd probably chomp into it.
You know what? I never had a scotch egg. Always wanted to try one of those.
Me neither. No, I've heard of them,
They're very good.
Like covered in sausage meat and fried somehow.
Fried
that's
the hell
a
out of
egg.
It.
Mm.
It's like a chunk food. Like it could be a doorstop. Yeah. There's not one little bit of air in there.
Just all wedge, yeah. Wait. It's like joint compound. It's like eating fucking Play-Doh.
It's the doorstopper of your bowels is what it is. Yeah. It just sits down there.
Probably be a great hangover food.
Yeah. I think that's why it was invented.
Around the holidays, my kid brother and I came up with it. You know, if you're feeling real full or uncomfortable, the answer is to not stop eating. You got to keep eating. Push it all out.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And a little phrase we came up with, that don't break the snake.
Don't break the snake.
Don't break the snake. Keep pushing it out. Yes. Keep eating and eating. So
you must never break the snake. Yeah,
never break the snake.
Yeah.
That justification for holiday eating is something I will take with me because you never want to stop.
No.
It's free. Yeah. It's so good. It's so weird.
Clean those pipes.
Casseroles with like cereal and bags of cheese. You're like, I don't even.
Just a mixed grab bag of all sorts of treats.
We got cookout season right around the corner.
Ooh.
Yeah. Summertime. That's what makes it all worthwhile.
Your body's just in total stasis. You know, you're drinking water, but it's just sweating it back at you.
Yep.
Did you say water?
Nope.
Just maintaining.
I drink Bud Light.
Yeah. I mean, same.
Water.
Yeah, but
basically.
Yeah.
A little buzz. Water with a little something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. You mean America Light?
Haas, you and your America Light.
Budweiser this summer will be changing the name to America.
Wait, is that true?
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they've finally purchased
America.
How
did nobody tell me?
Back in my day, we called America Light Canada. Am I right?
Yeah, right. I drank Cuban Light as a child, but I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Yes.
My favorite beer, just getting the runaround.
I know.
I don't know what Michael will do.
It's all linked, you know, for the fourth.
Speaking of beer.
Oh, yeah.
We like to wine and dine our guests.
Oh, we try to be a real classy podcast. Mr. Chamberlain asked for some seltzer.
Oh, yeah. Mm. He said any drink of my choosing, and I picked a seltzer because it's, gang, it's the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, gang.
Yeah,
not that I'm too proud to have a little taste.
A little
lunchtime taste.
Now again.
I do have to go back to work and actually get things done.
Yeah, that's completely fair.
It's in my own best interest to, not pour myself back into my chair.
That's something you learn as an adult.
Yeah, I feel like, it's true. Yeah,
you don't want to be punished later.
There are those days where you're just like, look, not today. And a day drink generally starts to... You know, as you get older, it
becomes blizzard, man.
Yes, it snowballs very quickly.
Yeah.
Wow.
We learned that the hard way.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a little bubbles in the afternoon.
Yeah,
that was my seltzer joke.
What do we got here? Hal's New York.
New York.
Who is Hal? Hal was NY born and made. There you go.
Yeah, wow. He lived and loved everything New York.
Yeah.
Hmm. He sounds like a fictional character to me.
contains 0% juice. That's a weird thing to say
finally.
On a seltzer.
Finally.
That filler juice was getting in the way of my bubbly
water. You don't
want to
say that seltzer, man. It's mostly juice. Nah.
That Tropicana down.
So romantically speaking, Dan, are you single these days?
I'm seeing someone right now. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
nice. Interesting.
Nice. Yeah.
A little spring romance.
No jury in the world would convict me, yeah.
I'm
That's
a nice
the
man.
In the
hole. Yeah.
Well, you know, congrats.
Yeah, thanks.
Not looking to mingle, listeners.
No mingling.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of trees.
Sat on that for a moment. Yeah, speaking of trees, let's dive into sexy science, yeah? Paul, what do we do here?
We rip articles from the headlines.
We like to discuss topical matters of people's hearts and parts. This one comes to us from New York Mag. The title of this article is, Are Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani Paying People to Post About Their Relationship? That sounds like a march.
That was
I never really listened to that song in
Call
in
to Arms.
Yeah, it was.
Kind of.
And they bleeped out the word shit.
Oh, they.
It's interesting. Well, why put it
in,
kids.
I know.
For the kids. Well, if they're
so,
listening
so
to this.
are Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani paying
people? This is also New York Magazine.
Yeah, it's rough.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
You know, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
I would say yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's definitely a thing.
There's an economy in...
people love love.
Yeah, people's hearts and minds, yeah.
It's true. Last year, after their respective divorces, The Voice judges Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton became an item.
So now their unions turned profitable. They released a duet, Go Ahead and Break My Heart, and then they recently performed it while staring deep into each other's eyes at those billboards.
Woof.
Right, so I won't go through all this, but basically this woman who wrote for New York Magazine found all these instances of random kind of social media stars tweeting and Instagramming almost the exact same thing about Blake and Gwen.
Hmm.
Kind of like they have a PR agent out there saying, promote this romance.
Sure.
Ad copy, yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
Modern times. What's up?
Every now and then I'll get an email from someone saying, hey, you know, for a handful of dollars, will you please tweet about our thing or our product.
Yeah, Murph and I only offered you 20, and you did not tweet about our relationship.
$20.
when the episode comes out, but it's a slippery slope, man.
Yeah,
it? You know,
yeah.
You also wonder too, it's usually in terms of products and that sort of thing. Like,
yeah, when it becomes an individual relationship.
Yeah.
A relationship of an individual.
But if they're... Like
perhaps a relationship's a product.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. If they're trying to sell... Mm-hmm. like romantic songs and duets, it completely makes sense that having some buzz around. It's just this interesting idea of manufactured love.
Yeah, but do it the old-fashioned way. Leak a sex tape or something. Wasn't that used to be the way? Now people are just straight up paying PR people to tweet on
You know, I was real high a couple weekends ago and I couldn't shake. I got real fixated on, boy, wasn't that wonderful when Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee were together like that and how we all... culturally, we celebrated it because they both just had such like cartoonish sex organs. Like this guy's just this monster cock and there's these
tremendous
cartoon breasts.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's like perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Fantasy world.
Yeah.
And that was kind of early on in the I feel like we were all that was the first encounter that we had with a glimpse into. I don't want to say it was the very first sex tape of all time, but it was well before.
I think it was the first
leaked tapes. Yeah. That you could actually buy in the old porno store. You go there and it had a whole cover for it.
Oh, yeah.
That is interesting, though, how much we all loved it. Because, obviously, the sex organs, but also it was kind of like the bad boy and bad girl of kind of this, like,
they're
pornographic rock star.
They're built for each other. Just fated to be together.
Yep.
And that's true American royalty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big
I don't
time.
Like this polished crap they're stuffing down our throats.
No,
now.
Stefani and Shelton.
I do not want to watch
Tommy
Blake Shelton.
No, Tommy Lee. Not Bam, man. No.
I mean, would you pay to watch these people have sex?
No.
I would not.
No.
Fortunately,
if it leaks, we won't have to, I guess. It'll just be out there for free floating around.
Blake, I bet you Blake's bad at dirty talk. He strikes me as a guy who's real, like, you know. Thank you. You know, it's like a real,
he makes
real
a speech.
Gentleman,
like you know.
Yeah, and I don't really know what Gwen's deal is these days. I did like her back in the day.
Yeah, well,
she was a powerhouse.
And old Bush Gavin Rossdale.
Gavin's.
They were
old Bush.
Old Bush.
Or as we say, old Bush.
Known for his Bush.
The glycerin Bush, no longer with us. I'd pay to have him. I'd pay to watch him.
Yeah, they were a very attractive couple. They were I guess Blake's a beefier cut of meat, you know?
He is
a little stockier,
yeah,
a little sturdier.
But there's something sort of southern barbecue about him.
Guy's hanging out around. He hangs around home just opening jars all day.
Oh, yeah.
Just like,
Gwen's like, can you open this?
Like, sure thing, babe.
That's their leaked tape. It's just Gwen coming in with a jar of jam and saying, can you
please?
And
then everybody who's ever been on the hills just tweets about it immediately.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They all tweet and retweet. You know.
How do we do this? How do we make some money off our marriage? I mean, not that this podcast doesn't make millions of dollars.
Sure.
You buy Hal's New York Seltzer Water.
Who is Hal?
New York born and New York made, friends.
Mm-hmm. 100% New York, even the bubbles.
Even those bubs. Yeah, I think anything short of a leaked tape. We did have one leaked sex tape that we forced Haas to shoot in the early goings.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't actually a sex tape.
No.
That was the magic of the movies.
It was movie magic.
There's still a stain on our bed from the mayonnaise we used as jizz.
Yep.
That's a murky jizz, man.
Very murky. Since then, I've learned the best,
Cetaphil.
Cetaphil. Rinse is great looking stage jizz.
Yeah, that's
the mayo is, yeah. You
mayo.
You got to go to the doctor.
That's one of
take a look.
My dick has bronchitis.
Dear Lord.
Thick, opaque.
It's not well.
It's like,
I jerked off, wanted a BLT. It's crazy. It's disgusting.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, more power to you. Open those jars.
No, less power to them, I think. Less power.
A little less power to them. More for us.
Yeah, yeah. No
more
power.
More to go around.
Mm.
What do you say we slide on over to Listener Love?
Let's do it.
Oh.
Listener Mailbag.
Do you recognize that voice?
Is that Murph there? Yeah.
No.
Taylor Moore.
Oh, Taylor Moore.
Taylor Moore.
Yep. Good old Taylor Moore posted a... posted some horrible YouTube. I couldn't bring myself to watch it at work. I just saw the thumbnail. He posted it on my Facebook wall this morning. It was like messygirls.net or some horrible.
What?
That sounds like a Taylor Moore Facebook wall post.
Yeah, is that a Kickstarter project?
Yeah.
Successfully funded.
It's one of those like it was like a YouTube channel of women trapped in ooze, but like not pornographic. They're not naked, they're clothed, but like I think like
but the, there's something there.
The struggling
against it.
Like no one's shooting a series like that unless there's something in it just for dad.
Well, of course. The just for dad market has driven a lot of strange YouTube videos. It might slide under the pornographic radar, but we all know.
That's like Lift and Carry. I learned about this recently.
Yeah. What's Lift and Carry?
It's literally women picking up things and carrying them across a room. There's no nudity. There's no... And it's a niche. Yeah. People make videos for that audience that jerk off to it.
Is it like a... what do you think that is? Like, reminds you of being little and, like, mom cleaning stuff up?
There's probably something to that. Yeah.
Like, the servitude of, like, you know...
Yeah, putting a woman to work.
Having to be a maid or something. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I have no idea. There's something going on there, though.
Well, definitely, yeah.
You remember when Playboy did that run of, like... I feel like in the early 2000s, they did a lot of, like, the women of Starbucks or, like, the women of Home Depot or McDonald's girls.
When
like,
the women of the Pac-10 was not enough on the college campus, they're like, let's get off campus to McDonald's.
But still, like, fetishizing, like, minimum wage workers that way, what I mean? Like, service industry.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But the thing that has in common with Lift and Carry also is that it's real.
Mm.
So maybe people are like, maybe we've gone so far in the like tentacle direction that people are now just wanting to watch people make a latte or carry something across a room.
Just plain.
just a plain everyday. I also feel like people that go to the Starbucks or the McDonald's, they fantasize maybe about the one person who works there that they're into.
Yeah.
This gives them that like,
see them every morning.
Yeah.
It's like
start your day with that. Yeah, you know.
People marry their mailman very often. Yeah. That's a thing.
That's a thing?
Someone you see every day.
Really?
Statistically, UPS guys.
The milkman.
While daddy's at work.
The milkman.
The lift and carry ladies at home must get their rocks off.
Boy, oh boy, I never really thought about it. You hear like that's sort of a hack joke, the idea of like, well, the kid looks an awful lot like the milkman or whatever. Yeah. But it's like, Oh, yeah, just Buddy making the rounds in his pristine
white
suit.
Well, people are trapped in their homes.
Like, you know.
Strapping.
Vacuuming and taking Valium. Like, that's the only access you have to human.
To the outside world.
Yeah. Well, that's sad. Should we do a listener love?
on that note.
What do we do here?
Well, Dan, people tweet at us. They email us. They grab us on the street and say, hey, we need help. Here's some advice.
Right.
We're shitty at it, so we hope people help us.
You keep saying we're shitty. I think we're decent.
We've gotten better.
We're terrible.
We have a ways to go. Haas, who do we have?
Our first question is from Wes in Brooklyn via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. A buddy of mine has been hanging a 10-pound weight from his penis for 30 minutes a day. And after a few months, he swears it has given him an extra inch and a half. Is he full of shit?
I don't
know. He's full of shit. Yeah.
That's a yes. Get out the yardstick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I mean, again, it may be longer, but it's, you know, that's tearing. You know,
that's pseudoscience at best.
You've sprained something. Yeah.
Well, because you can.
That will haunt you.
You can spread your earlobes out and things. I do believe, like you said, that you could stretch skin out, but that doesn't mean that
what
the actual
the
apparatus.
The membrane and whatever that little spongy fill on the inside.
The dick bone.
The dick bone gets all swollen with blood.
Yep.
You know, there's only. Dude, I wonder if he's lost an inch and a half in circumference.
yeah, gained it.
He has
late.
A pencil
it's
dick
like,
now.
It's fucking silly, buddy. It's just like there's only so much mass.
You just
like,
spreading it over the funny papers to make a copy of it.
Yeah.
And also, you could actually impair your ability to get like a nice rock hard dick if you stretch out the skin, but you're not getting blood vessels, you said. Then you're just having this floppy flapper.
It also gave me this mental image
we know him
of the what's the surgery, the lap band. It's like skin.
Yeah.
I also when he's not hard, I have this big image of like Al Roker, you know, with the
just like saggy,
just a lot
skin.
Of excess skin. Then
yeah.
He had a big dick and it was just covered in skin.
Yeah,
and
Al
didn't
Roker's
get hard.
Penis, yeah.
That's what you would say about someone.
You know, when I was in middle school once, I was convinced that my cock was bent too far to the left for masturbating all the time, which was not true. But again, it's one of those things you hear.
Sure.
And because you're a kid and you don't know, you're like, oh my god, it's like
what have I done?
I wrecked my dick. And so
early in the process.
Yeah. So I found out that I was gonna have to get a physical to go work to be a CIT at a camp that summer. And I knew I had like a month to like get ready for this physical. And so every day I would take my dick and I would like pull it down my like inner left thigh and I would like wrap masking tape around my leg and like keep it there.
So you have some experience in
To like correct, you know, like
the bend.
I'm gonna like pull it too far back the other way. And even when I would like jerk off, like switch hands, like too hard with the other hand.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like let's undo it. And when I went to go get the physical, like, you know, I take my pants off and the doctor, like, I could tell he was like, and I was like, what? And he was like, oh, I don't know, something down here. I'm like, oh no, he fucking knows. And it turns out, there was something wrong with my dick. And what was wrong with it is that I'd been pulling it down my inner fucking thigh and taping it to my leg, you know, because it was like, you know, like when you take a Band-Aid off, it had like all that like gummy black.
Oh my god!
Like it around, like, and he was like, "Yeah,
what's
you know,
this?
take it easy down there." He was like, maybe you should start wearing boxers, buddy.
Something's cutting off.
Your briefs are made out of duct tape.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's so funny the fear you feel at that age.
Oh, yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Well, because all your friends are secret doctors, you know. It's like
everyone has an opinion on.
Yeah, everyone's like, all that stuff. It's like, you know, like even in your own body, like you know, you should you spell the alphabet when you're eating a girl's pussy.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's like, No. Like, no, you shouldn't.
That's
like,
not a thing.
Whatever you do, don't check in with the girl. Don't ask her if she likes what you do.
Just
focus on that
alphabet.
You just blinders on, plug your ears, and do the alphabet.
Communication is out of the question.
No
that's what every lady likes most.
Yep. Like, some shitty uncle told them that. That's like always that secondhand information that's you know, spotted.
My uncle taught me how to eat pussy.
You know, like uncles do. They're like,
hey,
kid.
Meet me by the eggnog. I got a hot tip for you.
Yeah.
I remember my boyfriend in high school busting out an ice cube, which could be sexy, but it was obviously something that had just been like through the grapevine.
Yeah.
And it was very awkward because it was just like, why are you spitting a freezing cold ice cube into my vagina?
Yeah. Oh, yikes. Yeah, yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
It's like, this is sexy. We're doing it.
Like Rosie Perez in the beginning of Do the Right Thing.
And yes.
Fucking Rosie and Mookie there with the ice cube.
Exactly.
Trying to replicate that magic.
We did not replicate it.
I've actually never done it with a partner, but like a lot of like my like wow, that's the hottest thing imaginable was like candle stuff, like wax pouring candle stuff when I was in my formative years, being like, oh yeah, like that's what the thing is. Yeah. And it's just like I don't know, maybe it's great, I just it's never come up.
It's not a go-to.
The complexity is hard for me. I think if something were done perfectly, it could be great.
But
the like, hold on, I gotta get a candle. And then the sheet's on fire and you're burning someone. Yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts for the candle.
It's a weird smell.
You got splatter.
Yeah.
You know, you got splatter. You got little drip drops all over the sheets.
You got those mayo sheets.
Splatter.
Yeah.
The mayo sheets. Yeah. Oh, God.
Get the mayonnaise sheets.
They taste great.
Tonight's the night for the mayo sheets.
No woman can resist. All right, so stop doing this.
Yes.
Wes.
Yeah.
Tell your friend.
Yeah, like he's doing something bad there. That's not good.
Don't hang those weights.
You're going to hurt your weenie.
Who else do we have, Haas?
Okay, guys, our second question is from Eleanor in Queens via our website, menageatoisradio.com. Elle asks, my neighbor is very lonely and I want to fuck him. But he's 90 years old. I'm worried if I offer him Viagra, he'll have a heart attack. My online pharmacist says it's safe, but like, he's an online pharmacist? What do you guys think?
I'm glad you're self-aware.
That's a lot of moving pieces
to the online
there.
Pharmacy. Yeah.
A lot of moving
pieces. It's like
pieces.
The candle and the ice cube in the bedroom.
Let's do
the bullet points. She wants to fuck her 90-year-old neighbor.
Fine, do that, man.
But she thinks he might need Viagra, and she's worried if she provides it, he'll die.
How does she know?
That's also true.
How does she know?
Don't assume.
Let's blow him and see what, you know.
Yeah. Get it started and see where it goes. If he does need Viagra and you're getting it from an online pharmacist, it's cheap. It's out there. I mean, who knows what you're buying, I guess.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think it's probably fine. But don't take any medical advice from
I have a tip pharmacist. That might be frowned upon. But I think if you go over there and you give him Viagra, you should wear gloves. Because if he does die, you just want to leave and go back to your apartment and say you were never there.
That's good advice. Make sure to cover your tracks if you're going to.
Yeah, or you could roofie him with
Viagra.
Well,
I see. I was going to say that's.
No.
As long as he takes it and he knows.
No paper trail either. You know, don't get him to put you in the will or anything like that. They're gonna find you out.
Yeah, I hope you use
the first one you'll look. All of a sudden his will was amended a couple of weeks ago, and now he's dead.
Also, this online pharmacist, don't use your real name.
Yeah.
Also, now here I am, foolish man. This is not progress. I'm here presuming that Elle is a woman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now L could also be a
man.
Also be a man, in which case, you know.
Then definitely roofie him.
Yeah.
You know? Oh no, it's Eleanor.
It's Eleanor. Yeah, I thought it was L. I thought it was just the letter L.
Still Eleanor. No, that's an old-timey lady name.
Yeah.
Old-timey.
Evelyn. That is sometimes a male name.
Evelyn. I thought you were saying evil. Yeah, it's an evil name, Eleanor.
Oh yeah. Well, also, you got to lock down your IP, so if you're going to continue talking to this online pharmacist, do it from a library. Yeah.
We're also assuming the worst, that this man is going to have he also may have a moderate dosage. I mean, at 90 years old, he could have die at any moment for any reason.
Sounds like your online pharmacist might be a little lonely there.
Yes.
Plus, you know, you start hooking up with him, he's got the hookup.
You go right to the source.
Oh,
there.
This is like a cute rom-com. The beginning.
So I married my online pharmacist. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's sweet to, you know, maybe you know, spend a little time with it. Again, I assume you know he's lonely through him saying, like, I'm alone. Like, you know,
through those wails through the walls in the middle of the night.
Oh, no, my life. Just me over here. Oh, no.
You see him in the foyer.
Wiener. Oh, no.
No one gave me any mail.
Yeah.
I'm lonely. Things like that. Hot tips.
Yeah. Start, maybe it takes a little while to get revved up when you're 90 years old. But I think, like you said, start with an encounter and see if you can get it there before you have to resort to pills. And then
don't give up, but also don't get caught.
Yes. If things go awry. Who else do we have, Oz?
Well, lastly, Todd from Pittston messaged us on Facebook at Menage Radio. He wonders, if the carpet matches the drapes, does that mean the porch matches the shed?
All right, Todd. Todd. All right.
Todd. Dare we?
Where is Pittston?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. These are your people.
Yeah. These are my Pennsylvania people.
The insistence on the carpet mashing the drapes is a pretty swishy way for a supposed hetero to ask about pubes.
Oh, yeah. It's very
all
weird.
Interior decorating. Yeah, exactly. I know it's a little regressive of me to be like, hey,
no, but such an eye for design for somebody who's throwing out a cheesy comment.
Yeah, yeah. This is some crass thing about a girl's pubes, man. Yeah.
I think it's just a cheeky way to talk about people's like genitalia.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
does anyone really care if anything matches? I think it's more like,
yeah,
tell me about it.
Why does that matter?
Yeah.
Is it a deal breaker? Couldn't possibly be.
I have purple hair right now. My pubes are still brown.
Yeah.
For everybody at home dying to know.
Plenty of people have hair on their heads and shave their pubes altogether. Yep. It's like, don't match then. You know, like.
And
bald
people have
pubes.
Big old bushes.
Yeah, bald is big old bush.
Big old bush.
Yeah, I have no hair and my pubes are red.
There you go.
My friend, when she was pregnant, she's Filipino, so she's not a redhead at all. She said when she was pregnant, her pubes turned red.
Mm.
Just
when she
a
was
weird
pregnant.
Hormonal thing. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I guess all your critical bodily dyes are being set
into that area.
Beautiful brunette baby.
Yeah. I was a fire crotch. I gave birth to a full head of brunette hair.
If someone were like, does the drapes match whatever the thing is? Also you'd be like, I'm pregnant.
All right.
Yeah.
So
fuck off.
Does the porch match the shed?
I'm starting to get a little bit of.
What's the porch?
Yeah.
What's the.
Okay,
the shed sounds like the butthole, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Is the porch like the top of the fupa, like men have fupas too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Top fupa.
What if the porch is the shelf of the breasts and the shed is the ass?
Oh, shelves and shelves.
Interesting.
Two
so
shelves.
Like a skin tone, or just if you have hairy,
what
hairy
you
or
breasts,
like
hairy
the bulbousness, like
what
you
could set a glass of water on.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Like, you know, if you have
a shelf.
I thought the porch was the mouth, and the shed was the butt. I thought it's like you go into the porch and.
Well, the front porch may be the mouth. I'm thinking, for some reason, I was thinking of a back porch, like a screened-in.
A wraparound veranda.
Well, if their breath tastes like butt, then their ass ain't going to taste all that much better, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you run into if you run into the porch and it feels like it might even match the shed, get ready.
Then the shed
Buckle
ain't going to be a lot better.
No.
Nobody has a shitty, crumbling porch and then a great shed. You know?
That's true. Do they take care of themselves?
Garbage in, garbage out, I think.
Do they have teeth in their anus?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anal dentata?
Yes, anal dentata.
I mean, if you find that, you just got to stick with it because it's
that's
special.
Anal dentata.
Means a chewed up finger. Well, Todd.
Todd, God bless you.
I think the answer is yes.
Yes. The answer was yes. We gave you a long yes. Well, we helped. We helped some. Mm.
So much helping.
Now we have some questions for our guest.
All right.
This is a little something called six sections, or just rapid fire.
Sure, sure.
Answer as quickly as you
can.
Ready
to go.
Are you ready?
On Sudafed, I'm good. Yeah.
Hell yes. Yeah. Ooh. Starting now.
If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Psychiatrist chair, like the big long couch thing. Yeah, 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 like the recliner.
Mm-hmm. What's the sexiest animal?
A lassie dog, border collie, like a lassie dog.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
You know who comes from that fucking Denver Messing? I like Denver Messing.
Messing.
Like Denver Messing, man. Yeah.
What U.S. president would you bone?
I'd fuck around Barack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
69 or 420.
420.
Yeah.
More reliable.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's hearts?
Come again?
What song lyric would you sing to steal America's hearts? America's heart.
I was wrong and I just can't live without you from Baby Come Back.
Yes, yes.
Amazing.
Baby Come Back.
Baby Come Back.
Heart. I was wrong. And I just can't live with it. Bow, bow,
bow, bow. That's in a cleaning campaign now.
Is it?
That song. There's a mop that's like, baby, come back.
Oh, because it misses because the mop wants to fuck the floor.
Yeah,
the Swiffer. The mop matches the floor.
If the mop matches the floor,
it's time to clean.
The
you mean I can't use bleach?
Do not use
no
bleach.
No lubricant bleach.
Do not use bleach.
Oh, man.
Couple of follow-ups.
Deb Messing.
Deb Messing.
Talking about
Messing.
The old fire crotches.
The Lassie of TV.
Yes. Yeah,
no,
I
no.
Guess so.
Lassie's the Lassie of TV.
She has a nice smile. You know, I don't even, I never even really watched Will and Grace or anything. Mm-hmm. Like,
she's got one going right now.
The Mysteries of Laura, freshly canceled. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. RIP, Mysteries of Laura.
I think it was canceled because it was so bad.
Yeah, I think probably.
Oh, God. You know, I like that Allison Pill a lot, too. I like
who's that?
You know, she was in Milk. I think she was on The Newsroom, but I didn't watch The Newsroom. And she's
Yes.
Do you know who
she's the drummer girl in the Scott Pilgrim movie.
Yeah.
Her a lot too.
Oh yeah, some variety there.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
it's a good variety.
Lassie as well, old reliable.
So beautiful.
The same as
just the, it's you know there's a theme here. I think of like lustrous hair.
Yes.
You like a good thick coat.
I think big hair. You know, it's
yes.
like I think a
Lassie's
lot of
got
like,
that 80s hair.
Yeah, when you're a kid, like you know, yeah, fucking like you know, Ann Wilson from Heart. You know, just mm-hmm. big,
oh, yeah.
just
oh, yeah.
like
just
oh yeah,
flowing
lines.
What a
sexy.
Woman! You know?
Like, that's what a woman is.
Really, I think a lot of my like sexual feminine ideals are tied up in like sort of like big red nails and like mm-hmm. you know just,
yep.
like that those 80s signifiers.
Oh, yeah.
Like
they had an impact on us.
Shoulder pads, blade, like just like va va voom. You know? Like yeah, yeah.
I like that too, though,
yeah.
And that feels like pretty healthy and good.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel
yeah.
like scary and skinny and
no.
plastic bodies,
nope.
which is fine
yeah.
if that's what
sure,
you want.
Sure.
But I like that, like just big hair,
yeah.
and then the curtains.
What oh, the curtains. Yeah. the curtains. Yeah, the fupa. I thought you were.
Well, do you have the Farrah Fawcett pubes then? Do
oh,
you have
yes.
this like plush feathered
yeah.
bush?
I'd like to think Deb Messing's got
just a beautiful.
Just wildly
red
speculate
flowing.
On a stranger's pubic
sure,
hair.
Sure, sure. Yeah, yeah.
I like to think that too.
Yeah.
yeah.
Barack Obama, totally sexy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not for nothing. It's like he's easily the best looking president. I mean,
yeah.
it's
not even
who
close.
The fuck out. Like
I mean,
like,
JFK, but we don't. We weren't even alive.
JFK, but like he'd be like.
He also was more swag.
JFK seems like he'd hit you without asking if it was okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
he seems like
yeah.
he wouldn't be like a good guy. He'd be to like
no.
a weird. Bound up Catholic shit that he hasn't
oh,
worked
yeah.
out, you know what
yep.
I mean?
Yep.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Eh.
That's too much baggage to
yeah,
bring to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no thanks.
Barack,
man.
I think, is just a he'll be yeah. loose, fun, swinging for
yeah,
a night.
Yeah, you know, you can very important thing. You got to be a laugh a little bit sometimes during the sex.
Yes,
and I think he would do that. Like you know, everyone else would be just like, you shut up,
just
like,
hate fucking.
Yeah, everyone else
out,
just
yeah.
like, you know, even like a nice guy like. Like, you know, it's like Jimmy Carter would be too, like, soft. He'd be, like, too tender.
Yep.
Like, it'd be all, like, it'd just be all
so
kisses.
He'd be all peanut farmer
it'd be
on
all
you, yeah.
kisses.
Yeah.
It'd just be all, like,
Ike? Ike would be a
like,
creepy
it would never
reptile.
Get harder than that.
A little soft
like,
Carter smooches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who did you want, Ike?
I just said Ike would be a creepy reptile.
Yeah.
I think it's a two. Like you were saying, there's too hard and too soft in that bunch.
Yeah,
bunch of ours.
Well, yeah. I imagine what a dud Gerald Ford.
Oh,
oh,
Ford
God.
is a fish. Yeah, just
that's
what, I just, came in my pants.
Oh, whoops. Well,
I guess like, you should shower.
He'd just like fucking fart and turn on the TV.
Just like, now you just got to like, sit in his stink while you're getting dressed
like,
to get out of there.
I'm not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry, Gerald Ford.
The original.
Whew, speaking of all that sensual presidency,
mm-hmm.
should we get it wet?
I think we should make it wet.
Ooh, make it wet.
That Taylor Moore again.
That was Moore.
That was Taylor.
Taylor Moore's finest. Yeah, he's got some range.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a contest between the three of us.
All right.
Haas is going to judge it. So what we do here is we get some excerpts from various mediums that were not intended to be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And we make them downright sultry by reading them as erotically as we can.
Yeah.
Oh.
Haas, what's our source material today?
Well, this week we'll be reciting our favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie quotes.
Oh my
okay.
God.
All right.
All right. So first we're going to have Murph. Here are your Arnold quotes. Now, you make it sexy.
I'm afraid that my condition has left me cold to your pleas of mercy. Now, this is the plan. Get your ass to Mars.
Ooh.
let off some steam, Bennett. Oh, that's a great one-liner. Well, you see, this is the problem with terrorists. They're really inconsiderate when it comes to people's schedules. Get to the chopper. Ha-ha.
Damn. That was very sexy.
Yeah. Some of those might have been intended to be sexy.
You think?
No, they're more.
Haz, am I next?
Yes. Diana, you're up. Here's your passage. Now, make it sexy.
All right. If it bleeds, we can kill it. Your clothes. Give them to me now. I tried something different with that. All right. Crush your enemies. See them driven before you and hear the lamentation of their woman. Women? I don't even know if I said those words correctly.
It turned me on.
That was Diana the Barbarian.
Yes.
Coming up next. It's not a tumor. All right. No. And last but not least.
The sexiest possible way to say that.
There's no other way to say
there
that.
There isn't. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
All right. You hit it like a vegetarian.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Wow.
All right. Now, having read through my little list here, I presume I'm up next. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you? No, it's you. It's you, Dan.
I think this first one's going to be hard to beat in terms of just it's there on the page. You know what I mean?
Well, let's hear it.
All right. I live to see you eat that contract, but I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine.
Kindergarten cop, right?
The running man.
Running man, yeah.
JK.
Yeah, I said that to a kindergartner.
I'm the party pooper.
That's your kindergarten guy.
Yeah, that's your kindergarten guy. Do it. Do it. Come on. Kill me. I'm here.
A little predator.
Yeah.
That actually, yeah, there's something to that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, just begging for death. Like, yeah. You want to be a farmer? Here's a couple arches. or acres. Sorry, let me do that again. You want to be a farmer? Here's a couple acres.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right. And lastly here. Cookies. I'm really looking forward to tossing them.
Ooh. Ooh. That was great.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I mean, those all really turned me on in their own way. But I'm gonna. Yeah. You know what? The winner is Dan.
What?
Yeah, for sure.
Rob, I think I'm getting better, though.
You are getting a lot better.
I'm the party
pooper. Yeah, that's your one-liner. You go up to the bar and you just lay that down on somebody.
My little brother was visiting me this past week, and we talked about one of our favorite song lyrics that sounds like a oh yeah, what else do you like thing is in Dave Matthews' Crash. Mm-hmm. Crash Into Me. I'm the king of the castle, and you are the dirty rascal. Do you think he ever whispers that to anybody?
Oh, you know he does, yeah.
Yeah.
That got him laid from like 85 to 99. Yeah.
Yep.
And what am I, Dave? You're the dirty rascal.
Yeah, who am I in that scenario?
Yeah, yeah. I've always had this one thing I've wanted to do. It's, oh yeah? What is it? Well, I'm the king of the castle, you see. And what am I, Dave?
You're the dirty rascal.
Crash into me.
Little baby.
So good.
Oh, the kingdom of Matthews. Yeah.
The dirty rascal, is that like a jester? Or is that just like a little perv that pops up?
That sounds, yeah, that's the little perv.
It's a little perv, sort of like a, my mind is sort of like a, like a, like Puck or Pan, sort of a little cloven hood.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Like, you know, I'm the dirty rascal.
But like, you know, just horny, too.
Yeah,
like,
very
real,
horny.
He's got the drugs.
Yeah.
He knows where the party is.
Oh, he's definitely, yeah. He's got those psychedelics he's bringing into the king's chambers. He's at war. It's a tough day, you know? It's like, I need my dirty rascal today.
Well, king of
dirty
the castle.
Dirty rascal. Dirty rascal, you called
dirty
your majesty.
Dirty Rascal, King of the Castle, sounds like a hot date.
Ooh.
Which makes me want to slide on over to Virtual Sugar.
Nice. So here, we want to see you in action. So just, if you can pretend you're single just for a moment.
Sure.
We're going to go on an improvised date. You play yourself.
Yeah.
You pick one of these names out of the cup here.
All right.
Who's he going to pick? Nobody knows. He's picking a piece of paper.
I got Diana.
Oh, ooh, hell yeah.
Ooh, dirty Diana.
I haven't been on a date in a minute, son.
It has been.
You never take me out anymore.
So you two.
Be happy with your mayonnaise sheets.
Yeah, I get those mayo sheets. I lay down nicely.
We just make boring sex tape.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we?
Let's.
You're going to hop in here, right?
If need be.
All right.
Date begins now.
Dan, hi.
Hi, Diana. How are things?
They're great.
Great. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, thanks. Happy Tuesday to you, too.
It's so steamy.
It's a steam room. The spa is actually my favorite.
Yeah. I wish I hadn't put quite so much product in my hair today. It's all running down my forehead.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. Usually my skin is quite clear.
But, oh, my gosh. No, you have beautiful skin. I mean, the rest of your nude body looks amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank
I like
you.
To have first dates here, so they just cut the shit,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's so funny. It's like makeup or hair. You know, we do everything up top when there's so much more of a body, you know?
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I was born with a third nipple, so you can see a little scar here where I had it removed.
Oh. You know, I had breast reduction surgery when I was a freshman in high school. I had something called gynecomastia.
Is that from soy milk?
I don't know.
Oh.
But hey, I was starting to grow more than little fat breasts, big actual like breasts.
Oh, which, interesting.
Yeah.
I should try to get some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, really have any
titties.
No,
you have great breasts. What?
Oh,
what?
Thank you. Yeah.
What?
They're small, but they pack a punch.
Shakira, small and humble, you know.
Oh, wow.
So you don't confuse them with Mount, and we're lucky that her breasts are.
Yeah. Do you always just, like, talk about Shakira's boobs on dates?
Well, I mean, not every time. You said you liked music and you're listening. So
I really do.
Yeah, I love all kinds of music. I love to, sometimes I like to just sit and listen even.
Wow. Do you play as well?
Oh, no.
Don't mind me, folks. Just going to throw some more coals on the sauna here.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. thanks, Terry.
Yeah.
Terry and I dated last week. Oh. Didn't go very well.
Nah, it was a strikeout.
Did you work here before, or did you get a job?
You know, I recently was hired. You know, I figured it's a place she likes to go often. Yeah. You know, so I figured must keep be something to it.
Keep tabs.
Yeah.
Keep tabs.
See who's steaming.
Keep a tab.
Yeah.
Terry, you're so gross.
Oh, don't call me the dirty rascal for nothing.
Nobody calls you that. He tried to make
Little
me
Dave
call him
quote,
that in the
you're
bedroom.
A music guy?
You're a music fan.
Yeah,
I see
big
we've
time.
Got a fellow music fan in the
oh,
sauna.
Oh, yes.
So I was trying to blow him in the towel room, and he kept saying, call me the dirty rascal. Call me the dirty rascal.
Oh, and takes me back to the 92 tour. Hershey.
People
yeah.
in every direction.
Yeah. No dirty things, no time to explain.
You know, I'm going to go. Here. You guys seem like you're having a nice date.
Here's a...
See you later.
See ya.
Ah. You know what
blow me and call me the dirty rascal?
Yeah. You know what ants marching has always reminded me of?
Ooh.
Is there another little fellow marching out of my body?
Oh, yes. Reminds me of a stiff erection.
Yeah.
I think that's what ants marching was about.
Yeah.
That's what the whole day vibe is
and
about.
And what comes out.
What comes out?
Well, I'm the fire dance.
Yes.
We're all the fire dance.
Please crash into dance me.
Under the table and coming. We're like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That was a beautiful date.
Oh, if we're only so lucky to have dates end in such a glorious fashion.
Oh, my gosh.
Two Dave fans just coming together. Under the table and coming. That's
under the table and coming.
You're welcome,
amazing.
Weird Al.
That was very sexy, but I still feel a little bit sad.
I feel a little sad because we got to say goodbye to darling Dan.
Yeah.
I hate it. Our listeners do not have to say ta-ta to Dan.
No.
Follow his antics at AM, FM, PM.
Yo, you got to check out ThingStarter on CISO. It's coming out. And also, you're in an upcoming feature film, Dirty 30.
Yeah. It comes out in August. It's Lionsgate. It's one of those, like, it'll be in movie theaters and on the internet and all that on the same day.
A real movie.
Yeah.
Love it.
He's a very charming man. You got to see him on the big screen.
He's
the only
best,
way to
guys.
View Dan Chamberlain.
Screen was a big delay out there.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth? We'd also like to thank our producer, Boxcar Child. That's Ben Hosley.
Oh, yes. And our mama, UCB Comedy. And you go, tweet at us, at Menage Radio.
Check out our cool new site, menageatroisradio.com.
Yeah. Head over to trippingbillies.com for all your... For all your pornographic Dave Matthews needs.
Oh, look at the billies. They're all tripping.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Tripping over their long wings.
Oh, I'm so close.
And their fire ant splooge.
Little baby.
UCB Comedy Production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.